Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay. You're on the air with Suzanne Northrup.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm Rebecca. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Nice to speak to you.
No, well, thank you. I appreciate that. How could I help you, my dear? Would you like me to connect to you, please?
My mom.
I was going to say, I hope, because that's who's here. And she called you Rebecca.
Really?
She's calling you.
Oh, you're in trouble. When your mom calls you by your full first name, like, doesn't say Becca, doesn't say Rebecca.
Well, but the thing is, I have to tell you, it comes with a lot of heart, Rebecca.
Aww.
You understand that?
Well, she never called me Rebecca when I was a kid.
I know. So I'm just saying to you, I take this as a sign of the heart of, you know, is that you're a young lady and all of that kind of stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's how your mom wants to make reference to you. Now, two things. Your mom comes with two other people. So I'm gathering her mom has passed.
Yes.
Okay. Did her mom lose a sister or did she did, please, Rebecca?
She did.
Okay. So your aunt, your mom, and your grandma are all coming together.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes
now,
sense.
You knew this aunt. Am I correct on that?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. So had she passed before your mom?
No.
Okay. The other way around?
Yes.
Okay. Who has the December birth or passing? December, January, please.
I think that was my aunt. My grandmother passed when I was very young.
Okay. Okay. Well, all three of them are coming together, and essentially because there is a distance between all of their passings. That I can tell you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you this, please. You were around when your mom, toward the end, am I correct on that?
Towards the end when she passed?
Yes, yes.
I was not with her at the time, no.
But you were around. Am I correct on that?
Sort of, yeah. She was in the hospital for a long time, and I spent a lot of time in the hospital with her.
Okay, because she's very much insisting that you were there. That's why I'm saying this to you, all right? And she's insisting this because it's her way of, like, saying she was very well aware that you were there for her through this process, even though you had that you had, like, a full life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's, like, her way of, like, saying you honored her by being able to do that. Because let me tell you something, caring for somebody who's in the hospital for a very long time is a very tough deal. Trust me on that one.
Okay.
Do you understand that that's not an easy thing?
Sure.
Yes. Now, are you her only daughter?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I have three sisters.
Okay. So that I want to know who was the youngest, because she talks about the little girl, unless she's talking about somebody's granddaughter.
I was her little girl.
Oh, you were? Okay, thank God. Because, I mean, literally, that's how I'm hearing it. And that's why she's saying literally my little girl. So, okay. I took it to be that she met you. So, that again, that seems to be the honoring. Who's Helen? There's a Helen or an Ellen or something that she's showing me. I'm seeing H-E-L-E-N unless it's E-L-E-N. So it's got to be the E-Ls within the – or it's the Helen because that's what she's showing me.
An L with
yeah.
Best I can come up with is an Irene.
And who's that, please?
That's my aunt. That's her sister.
That's passed?
No, no. My auntie is my auntie's 100 actually.
Wow. Okay.
So very close to there.
Okay. So that I'm gonna gather that your mom's honoring her. That she would be the last one be very 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 connected and be very connected to you and the sisters.
Yeah, my mom passed when I was very young, and she asked my auntie to look out for my brother and I.
There you go. Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense, because it's almost like she's saying she is well aware of the situation. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One other last thing here. Rebecca, are you connected with your brother?
Yeah, we were close. We grew up together. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because from what I'm gathering from your mom, that seems to be very, very, very important.
It was.
Okay, good. Because it's like, believe it or not, he needs this connection even a lot more than some ways than you do. You need to know that.
That makes sense.
Okay. Because in a lot of ways, even though you were her little girl, there's a looking up to. Do you understand this in relationship to him?
Sure.
Okay. One last thing here. Was somebody Catholic in the family?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm hearing like either St. Francis, St. France, something like that. So that usually means to me, unless somebody was into St. Francis or something, that would be a connection with your mom from what she's telling me.
Yeah,
pardon me?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
Thanks, Rebecca.
I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
All right. And if you want to see Suzanne Northrup, she's going to be at the Courtyard Marriott Cromwell on September 7th. Two big hours, 7 to 9 p.m., Messages from the Spirit World, raising money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. All right, so get your tickets at SuzanneNorthrup.com. You have to go to her website and get it. We still have a few more calls. We'll get to them, take a break, be right back.
Leggett Company on 96.5 TIC.